From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. Anthony Edwards threw down a thunderous dunk over John Collins of the Utah Jazz last night, helping the Minnesota Timberwolves to a 114-104 victory in Salt Lake City, but leaving both players banged up after a play that immediately went viral on social media. Timberwolves veteran point guard Mike Conley said it might have been the best dunk he's ever witnessed. Edwards dislocated his left ring finger after his hand collided with Collins' cheekbone. He raced back to the locker room during a subsequent timeout, popped the finger back in place, got it taped up, and returned to action. Collins was ruled out for the entire fourth quarter while being evaluated for a possible concussion. His injury was later confirmed to be a head contusion. The win was the second for the Wolves over the Jazz in 3 days and kept Minnesota a game behind Oklahoma City in the West. The Wolves return home tonight to host Denver in a showdown. The Nuggets are also a game back of the Thunder. The Bucks host the Celtics tomorrow night. Boston comes to town after last night's home court win over Detroit that pushed the Celtics lead in the East to 10 games over the Bucks with 14 to play in the regular season. In college hoops tonight, the Gophers open the NIT in Indianapolis against Butler. The Wisconsin women's basketball team received a first-round bye in the women's NIT. The Badgers will take on the winner of Thursday night's game between Illinois-Chicago and Southern Indiana. The date and site of the game will be set after first-round games in the 48-team tournament are completed. Minnesota also has a first-round bye. The Gophers will play the winner of Pacific and Cal Poly. Wisconsin's women's hockey team goes for its second consecutive NCAA championship this weekend in the Frozen Four in Durham, New Hampshire. The Badgers face Colgate in the semifinals on Friday evening. Top-seeded Ohio State plays Clarkson in the afternoon semi. The winners play for the title Sunday afternoon. The Badgers will be relying on a freshman in the nets. Ava McNaughton had a 4-0 shutout win over St. Lawrence to advance to the Frozen Four. Coach Mark Johnson.
She seemed comfortable for the entire 60 minutes, and I think what she went through last weekend certainly helped her out as she prepared today. I mean, she's played in front of this crowd before. It's been packed with Ohio State, Minnesota in the last couple weekends, so that wasn't going to faze her, but obviously the magnitude of the game and certainly with us scoring 16 seconds into it. If you're nervous, that probably settled those just a little bit.
The Badger men's hockey team is still at work more than a week after being upset by Ohio State in the first round of the Big Ten playoffs. Wisconsin is hoping to get one of 16 berths in the NCAA tournament to be announced Sunday evening. Minnesota is also planning on going to the Big Dance after being ousted by Michigan in the Big Ten semifinals last weekend. Michigan plays Michigan State in the Big Ten title game Saturday. The NCAA regionals begin March 28th with the regional winners heading to the Frozen Four in St. Paul April 11th and 13th. Alex Ovechkin scored twice and became the third player in NHL history to have at least 20 goals in 19 consecutive seasons as the Washington Capitals beat the Calgary Flames 5-2. The 38-year-old Ovechkin had two power play goals in the second period as Washington won its third straight. He joined Gordie Howe and Brendan Shanahan as the only players to achieve the goal-scoring feat. On NHL ice tonight, the Wild face the Ducks in Anaheim. The Associated Press is reporting that two-time Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell and the San Francisco Giants have agreed to a $62 million two-year contract. Snell has the right to opt out after this season and become a free agent. In the Cactus League yesterday, Christian Yelich homered, doubled, and singled to lead the Brewers over the Angels 4-3. Sources out of the Brewers' camp are saying that the team's top prospect, outfielder Jackson Chourio, will be on the roster when the team opens the regular season in New York next week. Manager Pat Murphy isn't saying so quite yet.
He's definitely one of the guys, no question about it, but he's got a ways to go. You know, like, he's really young, and he's really talented. There's a lot on him. You know what I mean? Signing that big deal. And so far, you can see the effects of that, but he brings it every day. He loves baseball. He's going to figure it out.
The Brewers open the regular season against the Mets on the 28th, and the Twins were winners yesterday over Boston 5-2. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.